federal judge who has been sidelined for 3 years is asking the Supreme Court to throw her a lifeline. Judge Pauline Newman is 98 years old, and she wants a chance to hear cases again. Her story shines a light on the aging judiciary, NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
President Ronald Reagan appointed Pauline Newman to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit in 1984. Newman's a star in the small community that tracks patent law.
Well, she's extremely bright and very hardworking, quite independent.
Paul Michel was her colleague on the Federal Circuit bench for 22 years. He says Judge Newman is more or less the same, but the court around her has changed.
She's slow in writing opinions, and that rankles some judges, and she dissents more often than about any other judge, and that also rankles some judges.
Those disagreements came to a head in March 2023, when the chief judge of her court launched an investigation. Newman was 95 years old at the time. Investigators wanted to explore her fitness to serve, but Judge Newman refused to sit for an exam with experts the court selected. John Vecchione is her lawyer. He says she wanted to choose her own doctors, who gave her a clean bill of health.
So the idea that she's not capable of doing her judicial duties is nonsense.
To this day, no court has found Judge Newman is incompetent. That's a long time to be frozen out of a job that carries lifetime tenure.
I mean, there have been sexual harassers. There have been people who fudged their reports on their expenses. There's been all kinds of skullduggerous activity, alcoholic, all kinds of things. And those people have not been kept off the bench as long as Judge Newman, who's done nothing wrong.
Judge Newman has been speaking at conferences, going to legal events, and writing during her long suspension. Here she is in a recent video produced by her legal team.
I thought that it was ridiculous and that I should not succumb or set a pattern of judicial colleagues being able to bully and intimidate and force out a colleague they don't like who writes dissents.
This month, she asked the Supreme Court to weigh in and evaluate her claim she's been deprived of due process. It's a long shot because the High Court takes only a small number of cases each term. The Federal Circuit, where Judge Newman once heard cases, declined to comment for this story. But an internal committee that hears claims about judicial conduct and disability rejected Newman's due process argument last week. Their decision said Judge Newman enjoys an office in the courthouse, employs a law clerk, and gets a paycheck and benefits, so she can't be deprived of an office she still holds. Ryan Black is a political scientist at Michigan State University. He says the Newman case signals something bigger about the federal court system.
Judges are getting appointed at a younger age and then serving for an even longer period of time.
More than 30% of federal judges are 75 years or older. Black says older judges rely more on their clerks and might need more support from colleagues.
The story is pretty clear that across the board, as judges age, there are measurable, reliable, empirical decreases in a lot of the performance aspects that they engage in.
Her former colleague Paul Michel says Judge Newman is clear and cogent. Michel, who retired more than 15 years ago, personally favors a retirement age for judges like many other professions.
Surgeons, airline pilots, many people with sensitive jobs have to stop at a chosen age set by the authorities, whether they want to continue or not, or whether they're able to continue or not.
The question for the Supreme Court is whether judges are different. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.